Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast featuring yours truly, Leanne Juliet, a self-proclaimed Awakened Rebel. I'm a soul catalyst, intuitive empath, psychic visionary, and the founder of LeanneJuliet.com. The Awakened Rebels podcast is a show that is all about being raw, real, and authentic to encourage you to get lit the fuck up in your life, get out of your own way, and start creating the impact you know your soul came here to make. My coaching style is blunt and to the point. I tell it as it is, without sugarcoating, and tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. I want to encourage you to step into the highest version of yourself by stripping back the layers of bullshit you've been hiding behind. But don't worry, I get it. I hid for a long time too. And when I was done with ignoring my soul, I chose to rise and rose as the whole damn fire. If you would like to connect further after listening, then please head over to Facebook and join my group, Awakened Rebels, a group where I encourage you to be a spiritual rebel, own your truth, and follow your soul. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday. Hope you're having an awesome day, wherever you're watching, whenever you're watching. Been out for brunch today with my friend Charlotte. Had an awesome time. I've recently gone vegan, so it's nice to actually go somewhere that actually serves like really cool vegan food and everything. I'm feeling very energized, got some energy flowing, and I was like, oh, I'm going to jump on the live and talk about a few cool things. So let me know if you're watching on the replay, feel free to like hashtag replay or something. So today I wanted to talk about, I'm absolutely frozen again today. I'm always cold. That's why I've always got my beautiful gilet on, because I'm always cold. I've got the heating blasting out and yeah, it's just fucking freezing today. But I wanted to talk about empire expansion and vision, because a lot of times people kind of get caught up in their own mind. Hi, Marie. People get caught up in their own mind when it comes to their business and their vision and their purpose. They're like, what is my purpose? What am I here to do? And all that other kind of stuff. And I kind of like, I don't get it, because a lot of, because I see the bigger picture. Like, I am a visionary and I connect to like that higher kind of consciousness anyway, naturally. I don't get it when people are still wandering around trying to find and connect to their purpose. It's like, your purpose is within you anyway. Hi, Adele. Your purpose is always there. Whatever your purpose is, it doesn't matter. It's like whatever basically makes you happy and allows you to be uniquely you and to show up and everything. Oh, I miss you too, Adele. Whatever allows you to show up in a unique way that's unique for yourself and allows you to be happy and fulfilled, that's your purpose. Like, you don't need a fucking rule book or any kind of like manifesto as to how to find your purpose. You literally do whatever fuck lights you up and you be yourself and you allow yourself to be yourself without trying to box yourself off. That's your purpose. But what I wanted to talk about in this is around empire expansion, because there's those of us that are here with like specific soul missions, as revolutionaries, as rebels, as trailblazers, as visionaries and everything, specific soul missions to really kind of change the dynamic of the world in how we're showing up. Like, we're here to do business a different way. We're here to build massive fucking empires from soul, like that, and in a way that is very different to how it's been done before by people, like where people have been very constricted to rules and, you know, regimes and all that other kind of bullshit, the stuff that like literally makes me want to claw my eyeballs out. Because there's still people out there who thank you, Andrew, appreciate it. There's still people out there who enjoy building businesses that way. And if that's you, then great. But I talk to the people who are here to do things differently, who are here to do things in a way that hasn't kind of been done before, that is different, that is a different kind of energy, a different kind of impact, because we're here to kind of flip things around and build from soul in our way, as opposed to creating an empire and business in a way that is very similar and that very constricted at times. You have a whole build your list this way and do it this way and do it and whatever doesn't work for you. Like, if that works for you, then great. But if it's not, then you have to ask why. And is it that you're trying to be like somebody else and trying to fit into somebody else's stereotype and somebody else's way of doing things? And are you not being yourself and allowing your energy to show up in a different way? And there's a lot of business coaches that I don't call myself a business coach. I work with people with their vision and like really connecting back to yourself so that you can make money from, through shadow and through yourself, like literally understanding who the fuck you are and unlocking that and activating it and then going and flying, basically. That's what I do. But there's a lot of people in the online space who do call themselves business coaches who are very restrictive in how they share their information. It's like, you must build this way and you must do this way and whatever. And I could never relate to that. And then I would question myself and feel doubt and whatever. And it was like, it's nothing to do with like that I'm doing the wrong, well, that I wasn't doing the work from soul. It's just that I was doing the wrong fucking stuff and listening to the wrong fucking people, basically. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. But that's the thing, like, empire expansion is a must. And I'm talking to those of you who are here to create a fucking revolution, blaze a trail through what you're here to do, however that shows up in whatever capacity that shows up. It's whatever is unique to you. But that's the thing, like, empire expansion, if you're here to do something big in the world, you have to focus on an empire, because you cannot play small. You have gifts. You have something within you that is here to be shared with the world, that is here to allow you to show up fully with the world and to showcase your gifts as a way to serve the world. And this is gifts in whatever capacity. I'm not necessarily talking about psychic gifts like myself, but it could be that you're an awesome graphic designer with a keen eye for detail, or a fantastic engineer who just knows how to do stuff. Whatever your gifts are, it doesn't matter. But you have to get the fuck over yourself and like literally allow the world to see the beauty and the magic that is you being yourself through your unique soul gifts. Like, you have something within you that the world is desiring to use and take advantage of, not in a bad way, but in a good way to use. You have something that people want. And if you're hiding that, or if you're busy comparing yourself, or you're boxing yourself off, or you're underselling yourself, or whatever kind of way, or just not even showing up and not even telling people about who you are, what you do, then you're doing the world a massive disservice, because you're here to create impact through your vision. Your vision is your vision. It's there for a reason. It's not somebody else's vision. My vision isn't your vision, and your vision isn't my vision. But we all have our own vision. There's something within us that is here to do something within the world, is here to change something in the world, that is here to serve in a certain way. And it doesn't matter what that is. The only thing that matters is that you're doing what comes naturally to you and that feels unique to you. And that's the thing, like, I had to really understand with myself, and I know a lot of people go through the same as well, is that the things that we are naturally gifted at tend to be the things that we take for granted. And we think that everyone thinks like that, or everyone knows that, or everyone can see that, and they can't. It's like, your way of thinking is very unique. It's unique to you. It's different to the way that I think and the way that I see things. We're all different. We may have similar attributes, but we all do things differently in a different, similar kind of way. Hi, Bobby. So it's understanding what makes you unique and not taking it for granted. Like, it's a fucking gift. Like, I recently was told that, I connect with higher consciousness. I channel cosmic consciousness all the damn time. Very easy for me to do that. Very, very, very easy for me to do that. The other day, I was, hi, Bobby. The other day, I was in the kitchen eating pizza, messaging a client, and just like channeling information, just sending this information through, because it's very, very, very easy for me to do that, because it's part of my gifts. But I used to take that for granted, and I'd be like, well, surely everyone can do this. No, they can't. So it's whatever is unique to you, is show up in that way and value that, and like stop like playing it down, but like, oh yeah, I just do this thing, or I just have a really keen eye for detail, or I just have a knack of getting to understand people or knowing this about people. Like, stop downplaying it. Like, what makes you unique, and shine that to the fucking world, because that's your beauty, that's your magic. It's what makes you what is it, the quintessence of who you are. It's very, very, very unique to you, and the world desires to see that. But if you're downplaying it, then people can't understand the magic of what you're here to share with the world. And that's the thing, like when you're here to do something big in the world, when you're here to create an empire, and you're here to create a revolution and blaze a trail and be a visionary and just like do things differently, you're using your business as a vehicle to showcase your gifts to the world. Your business is that vehicle. Even if you don't have a business, even if you've got a blog or a YouTube channel or something where you're allowing your gifts to show up and everything. Hi, Cecilia. Whatever it is, it's allowing yourself to let your message out and let your magic out and let your power come through in a way that is unique to you, instead of downplaying it and comparing yourself to every other fucker and just doubting yourself, or staying at a plateau and thinking, oh, do you know what? Well, I've already made like loads of fucking money, so I'm just gonna stay here and just like roll around in my money and like, be happy with what I've got. No. And this isn't about being greedy and asking for more. That's bullshit. This is about if you have a message within you, if you have a vision, then you show the fuck up. Even if you're making like $10 million a year, you could still make $100 million a year. And that comes from impacting people and showing up in a way that is inspirational to people, but you're allowing yourself to be the vehicle for your soul gifts to come through. There's always more that you could be doing. There's always more ways that you can impact, more ways that you can show up, more money that you can make. Because, and this isn't about ego, the more money that you make, the more impact you're making in the world, because the more people you are getting to experience your magic. So I used to have this issue last year when I set up my business, where I'd be thinking, hi Charlotte, just had awesome brunch with Charlotte. Yes, it's very, very nice. But I used to have this thing last year where I, like, massive ego issue around money was like, oh, but if I'm asking for more money, then surely that's greed. Isn't that ego? Shouldn't I just be happy with what I've got or something? Thanks, Chrissy. Shouldn't I be happy with what I've got? That's total fucking ego, because there's enough money in the world for everybody. There's enough opportunities in the world for everybody. But if you have something unique within you that you're supposed to share with the world, then by holding on to that and not making as much money as you possibly can, that comes from ego. And that's bullshit, because you're holding back. Thank you, Charlotte. You're holding back more, because there's more people out there who deserve to feel and experience your magic. There's more people out there who deserve to come into your world and see the beauty of your world and experience being around your energy and experience your gifts in whatever way that your gifts show up. And this isn't not just about psychic gifts like myself. This could be anything. If you're a graphic designer, keen eye for detail, an ability to, I don't know, counsel people, or whatever it is that you do, it's your gift. So the more that you show up and the more that you allow your business, your career to be the vehicle for those, then the more you can create that impact, because you're here to do something different in the world. You're here with a mission. You're here to show up in that kind of way without comparing or doubting or staying at a plateau because somebody's narrow-mindedness has told you that it's greedy to earn more money. No, it's bullshit if you stay at a particular level. It's complete bullshit, because it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, if you can make, I don't know, if you can make $10,000 in a month, you can make $100,000 in a month. If you can make $100,000 in a month, you can make $1 million in a month. Do you know what I mean? It's, you can always make more. And by making more, you're actually showcasing your gifts more, and you're using them to serve the people and humanity that you came here to serve and you came here to impact. Because it's not just about you. You have to take your ego out of the picture. It's not just about you and the people that you're working with. It's who you're impacting in the long term by you showing up and you getting the fuck out of your own way and getting over your own ego and working through your shadow and whatever else you need to do. Because it's about the impact that you're putting out there. For example, if you're a mother like myself, I desire for my daughter, my 4-year-old daughter, to see me as a role model so that she can then do whatever the fuck she's here to do. I have an idea of what she's going to do, but she can use me as a role model to inspire her to do that. So if you're a mother, and you're playing down your gifts, show the fuck up. Let your kids see what you're creating. Let your kids see who you are and how you help people and how you like allow your magic to come through and the uniqueness and the quintessence of who you are. So your kids can see that and they can be inspired because you are their role model. So impact comes when you're being unique and you're not diluting your message. You're allowing your truth to come through. Even if it pisses people off, you have to allow your truth to come through. Like I used to be like a massive introvert many years ago, not anymore. As a kid, I know it's hard to believe, I know, but as a kid, I was like a massive introvert. And even like a couple of years ago, when Facebook Lives first came out, I put myself out there for Facebook Lives, but then because I was in this toxic relationship, the ex was just being a dick towards me and just, telling me not to do lives and whatever because it embarrassed him. Whatever, why would you be embarrassed? But I downplayed myself and downplayed my magic and what I'm here for, and downplayed my truth and whatever because I was allowing my ego to take charge of a situation because I was holding on to my own gifts and not seeing the value of what I do and what I'm here for. So I downplayed that and then I was fucking miserable. So that's the thing, like your empire and whatever it is that you're here to create is there for a reason. It's your vision. And I say this so many times to people and to clients, and people are like, oh, I didn't really realize that, or I don't understand, or what's my purpose and what am I here for? You know exactly what the fuck you're here for. You know. It's within you. The answers are within you. If you need somebody like me to unlock it, that's what I do. I unlock and activate people. I flick a fucking switch within you. But you can't dance around and wait for the hand of fucking God to drop down, or the Holy Grail to be presented to you, and some like some 10 commandments on a golden fucking slab to be presented to you as to what your purpose is. That's just your ego. That's just bullshit. Like, it's already within you. You know exactly what you're here for. You know what lights you up. You know what inspires you. You know what gets the best of your energy and allows you to just show up in a way that is just makes you feel happy and expansive. And that's what your purpose is, whatever makes you feel happy and expansive. But your vision is there for a reason. Your vision is there to be the guide. So when you feel that you're downplaying yourself, or you're holding back, or you're comparing yourself or doubting, or you're like, oh, do you know what? It's really not that important. Your vision will continue to be there until you get the fuck out of your own way and do what you came here to do. Irrelevant of where you're at with your business right now, wherever you're at, however many clients you've got, or however much you're making, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're letting your vision and your gifts be showcased to the world so that you can create the impact that you came here to create, especially if you're somebody like me who is here with a massive soul mission to literally revolutionize the world and to blaze a fucking trail by being ourselves. There's those of us who have this mission within us, who are here to do something different. We're here to share a different message. We're here to speak the fucking truth and to smash down paradigms and to create new ways of building a business and creating impact in our unique way. Like, the structures are crumbling. Look at high street stores that are falling down, not literally falling down, but just like closing down, or more people are wanting to build businesses online. More women are wanting to have a business. More women are doing online businesses. More women are showing up in a certain way. But there's also a lot of women who are still holding themselves back. They're like, oh, I've seen this person out there who is a bit similar to me, but I feel triggered by them. I feel, triggered by them because they're showing up in a different way, or I can't do that, or I don't have these resources, or I don't have this time, or I have my dog to walk at 6 o'clock at night, which means that I can't do. Do you know what I mean? Like, bullshit excuses. You can always find time. You can always find a way. If something is important to you, if your vision is that important to you, then you will work on it. But if you really decide that actually I'm not prepared to put the energy and the effort into creating, into literally being the one who births this vision into life, then move the fuck along. Like, seriously. if you're not prepared to actually birth your vision and create the empire and the impact that you came here to make, then get over yourself and move along and go back to where, go back home. Because you can either talk about it and never show up, or you can get the fuck over yourself and really understand why you're holding back, or why you're not showing up in a particular way, or why you're scared of people seeing you, or why you're not charging your worth, or why you're plateauing at a certain level. Even if you're making a fuck ton of money, hi Nick, even if you're making a fuck ton of money or whatever, you can always go higher. There's an abundance of money in the world. It's not capped. That's just your mind telling you that there's a glass ceiling. There's no glass ceiling. If you can make $100,000 a month, you can make a million. If you can make $1 million a month, you can make 10 million. I'm not there yet, but I will be. Yeah, I'm here to make multi-million dollars. And I own that. I know what I'm here for. So get the fuck over yourself, basically, is my message. Understand that your soul gifts are here to be showcased with the world, and you deserve to be paid for your gifts, whatever your gifts are. Even if you just, even if it's something like awesome attention to detail that allows you to be an awesome as fuck graphic designer, that's still a gift. It's a gift. I'm not necessarily talking about psychic gifts. But you allow your empire to come through. You're here to birth a vision. You, whatever your vision is, it's your vision. Get the fuck over yourself. Create it. Do what you need to do. Show up in a way that allows you to be expansive and fulfilled and happy, and allows you to showcase your magic and your gifts and your abilities and just everything that makes you so unique. Allow that to come through. Hi, Nick. Rather than like playing small or downplaying what you do or taking it for granted. I used to take my own gifts for granted, thinking, well, surely everyone can do this. They can't. That's why I do it. Because you have something within you that is different to what I have. Own that, honor that. So that's my message for today. If you want to work with me further or chat further, I do have my mastermind, the Vortex, which is my monthly mastermind. We're looking at vision and shadow, so how to use, like, how to alchemize your shadow energy to create money, because shadow is the house of your genius, and your genius is what creates money. So if you want to know about that further or work with me further, then come into the Vortex, because I can alchemize anything, like turning what matters, aka your impact, your vision, into matter, aka money. That's how we do shadow alchemy. So let me know, come into the Vortex. So yeah, thank you so much for watching. Have an awesome rest of the day, and I'll chat to you soon. Much love. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awaken Rebels podcast. I really hope that I've lit your soul up in some way or other. I would love to hear from you if this spoke to you, or if you'd like to share any feedback. You can connect with me further over in my Facebook group, Awaken Rebels, or by going to leannejuliet.com. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire.